that the union organization was put into external administration. The union had planned numerous projects, including multiple build-to-rent projects to replace its current headquarters and another building across from it. The state government has also previously stated it intends to limit the CFMEU's influence on public projects. The University of Queensland has unveiled a new breakthrough in its fight against childhood cancer. The new research has used engineered immune cells, known as natural killer cells, to target pancreatic sarcomas. According to Professor Fernando Giramanis, says that while pancreatic sarcomas represents 5% of childhood cancer, they are responsible for more deaths than brain cancer and leukemia. Gomez says that no improvements in the last 40 years in this area, the research is a significant step towards novel treatment for patients. In national news, the Labour Party has been accused of approving a misleading edited video of opposition leader Peter Dutton, appearing to remove access to free healthcare. The advertisement features a manipulated clip of Dutton saying, "Medicare is dead." The Labour head office allegedly approved and distributed the video through its members' social media accounts. The original video was from a 2014 press conference of Dutton promoting a co-payment for bulk billed medical consultations when he was health minister of the Abbott government. The Labour Party had previously spent more than $400,000 on YouTube ads focusing on their cost of living measures such as tax cuts, more affordable health, childcare and Medicare.
Pet microchip company HomeSafe ID has stated that the company's website is set to go down and the ability to track pets will go down with it. A statement on the company's website says HomeSafe ID is no longer communicating or paying for the hosting of this site. According to the Australian Veterinary Association, the registration and tracking service is used for tens of thousands of pets around the country. The RSPCA has recommended pet owners check if their pet is still registered and update as needed. With each state government managing pet registration differently, the RSPCA has also called for a national set of guidelines to be established for pet tracking. In international news, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's hopes of a trade tariff exemption with the US have taken a blow as a senior Trump official says Australia is killing the aluminium market. Trade advisor Pete Navarro has rebuked the idea of a trade exemption for Australia, who are hoping to avoid the 25% tariff on metals that comes into effect on March 12. Mr. Navarro says that Australia has failed to rein in its aluminium exports to a reasonable level, flooding the market and putting the US industry on its back. President Donald Trump says that while there will be no exemptions, he was giving great consideration to Australia after positive talks with Prime Minister Albanese. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny but with a chance of scattered showers this afternoon. It is currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. Humidity is sitting at 77% with a dew point of 21. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Coming up on Right Here Right Now, indie pop rock trio